up to 2 days from the day that you should have done over the humor, the cases, the rosh, the rab. But I just want, just briefly. Omar Abnach, Dogim Eichi Shemolchon Zeim Zeh, Asur. So if you sold fish and ephes together, so the fish becomes us. Hey Chadom, Yidich Mishayim Ke Afu Eifes Eifes Na'amasya. So then if you just sold one piece of bosal, whether it's ephes or any other muscle, in Christian UK, so there is pressure. So mainly the same dam that comes out is absorbed again by the Kiras muscle. In Bikun UK, so why should it be also after the dog basis now is shown it should be looked at? So the Gemara says, no, you want to go in UK. The dog in which you offer command, but dog in so if you sell two Kiras muscle together, and including UK for any salting board in his land, so then it's not us. It's not us. But if you sold Dogim the Ephes together, so then it becomes us, even though it was done in the Green Book. Why we should rocket Kamaye with Dogim? We should rocket Kamaye because they have a very thin, soft skin. So the male is caramel powder. So in a relatively short time, they exude all the tear. And then by the time that the aphis start exuding down, so the dogging, the fish, has already exuded all tear. So it's not occupied in the process of plate. So mainly it is free to the mikveh, the mikomi are available for being greater. You see, if the Mikovim are occupied with plaintiffs and melee, it couldn't be greater because you couldn't have, you know, a dual process. On one hand, that seer should come out, and on the other hand, that should come in. But since dogging, on account of the thinness and the softness of the skin, so in a relatively brief time, in a matter of minutes, so they finish being paleed, they're done, they see everything. So maybe by the time that the ephes start exuding down, so the coping of the dogim are ready to accept the down that comes out from the ephes. It's coming about the ephes committed. The infants, so is committed, they harness. In other words, by infants, so the dam, the tear, is relatively harnessed, kept inside. So it takes a long time for infants until they start being paired. Needless to mention, until they get finished being paired. So, Vapis Kvite, Bosad Naiche Dogi, 20 days after the Dogim have rested from the plate process, and they are free and accessible. So, is plate Eves then after the Dogim rested from the plate, so the Eves start to be buried. They hold a power in a. So then they start again to be Berea. I mean, so the dogim start being Berea, the dam that comes out from the ears. Now, there are many pshat here. There is Rashi's pshat, Amitam's pshat is 2, Rashbab's pshat is 3, the Ishmeforshim pshat is 4, Harav Yerbiset Meroim's pshat is 5, and Adayim Ishmeforshim pshat is 6. But in the Rabbi Yisrael Malayim's Pshat, they are the tasteless version of Rabbi Yisrael Malayim's Pshat and the honest version of Rabbi Yisrael Malayim's Pshat. So all together it's 7. Alright. Now let's see Rashi. Now I just want to mention that most Rishonim say that they're talking the fish among themselves. So only the fish is osir, but the ifes remains muta. However, Rabbi Shmuel Shita, Rashbam Shita is that the ifes are also osir. Why are the ifes osir? So the Rashbam says as follows: since fish has a very soft skin, so it manages to be painted towards the animal itself in a relatively short time, let's say in a few moments. So by the time the babies start being painted, so the doggies are not occupied in any plate. If they're not occupied in any plate, some of them, they are ready. They are accessible. They are ready to receive, to be recovered, to be aware the dam that is needed from the ifes. So the fish becomes us. And the Rashbam agrees in the Shita that we apply the principle of Tichanasis Nevele, Gabishon Yisuf. So the moment that the fish is the Nevele, absorbs dam from the ifes, so the whole fish becomes us. So even the other tissue of the fish becomes Tichan Yisuf, because of the principle of Tichanas Sevele. So that's the halacha. Not according to Rabbi Nefrai. According to Rabbi Nefrai, it only applies to Pesach Cholov, not other Yisur. But Rashbam agrees with the Shittes, Horosheim wrote that with Rabbanon Tichanas Sevele applies to Shor Yisur too. So the moment the fish is gilei at the dam of the Eiv, so the Mele, not only the blood dark particles of the ifes that is absorbed by the fish is a chefzo viser, even the other tissue, I mean even the tzir of the heretofore tzir of the fish becomes a chefzo because of tabubes. So then the fish is paired its own tzir that heretofore was had there. But now everything becomes osa. Every tissue, every piece of tissue of the fish becomes osa because of the bria of the dam of the ifes. So maybe, and that is absorbed by the ifes. So maybe the ifes also become osa. The ifes also become osa. Now, most Rishayim are Chilik and Rabbi Yishmael. So of course, it's needless to mention that those Rishayim will agree with Rabbi Nefraim. Naturally, Achilik. I mean, so according to Rabbi Nefraim, there is no halacha of Tichanas Nevele by Shor Yisur, no Rabbi Shmuel. But even the Rishayim who agree with the concept of Tichanas Nevele by Shor Yisur, so the Achilik. So Tesis is Chilik. He says that since Dan is Mishrek Shorik, we'll soon see. I mean, so since Dan is Mishrek Shorik, so the male the only Gabi Dogim we don't say Mishrek Shorik because Rofi Komai, but in Gabi Eifes we say Mishrek Shorik. So the Eifes will not be able to absorb from the dam of the Dogim because in Gabi Eifes we say Dam Mishrek Shorik. And the Rav gives another reason as to why we cannot apply the principle of Tichanas Nevele. So the Rav says, those Rishayim were Achilik and Rabbi Nefraim. Rabbi Nefraim says Tichanas Nevele applies only to Bosom Cholov. Because Bosom Cholov, so the Cholov, Bifnei Atzmi was Eter, the Bosom Bifnei Atzmi was Eter, the combination, the synthesis of the two, made it into an entity of this. Mashenki by Shor Yisur. So what is osa all the time. So, and what is heter all the time. So maybe we don't see Tichanas Nevele. But those Rishayim who apply the principle of Tichanas Nevele to Shor Yisur, so it's only Rabbanon. So it's Mishum Gzeira. It's Gzeira and Mishum Bosom Chol. So that means neither Rabbanon, then it's a loch of Tichanas Nevele because of Gzeira and Mishum Bosom Chol. Now, by Bosom Chol of itself, when is there a Bisa of Bosom Chol? I say only the Rabbishon. But the Rachmeliche, it's not the Osa, because there are Bishlos of here. So suppose somebody will salt meat and cheese together. meat and cheese together, instead of cooking them together, so the rice will not become osser. With rice will only become osser if one cooks meat and cheese together, not if he salts meat and cheese together. So mele by shomi soy, what aloch of the last day is only the rabbanon. It's a rabbin was a choro. So by shomi soy, the last day is only say in case of the bishop. Where by was a choro is with rice, so by shomi soy. Chtichlas neveil is drabon. Mashiim ki dach minichel yom bagos b'cholov itzol itzol las drabon. So when the bashor is soin, it would be zero zero. So we multiply by loch chtichlas neveil. So for two separate reasons, Rishayim machil in kamishite or the Rashba. Now, so all the other Rishayim, so most Rishayim say the dogim of Eichel Shemol Chozer Zeh. So only the fish is osir, but the eif remains. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. So Rashi says explicitly that only the fish is osa. In other words, Rashi himself disagrees with the sheet of the Rashba. Shadom needs to have boss of Nibam Dot. After the way of his number, I see the family coming with the boss of the Green Luke. Shadam Yates is in the room with the boss. After the way of the show, if it's Luke, Shadam Yates is in the dog in my show, she had it. And the rock is out of Zoo. Shadam Yates in the little tap, they saw him after the Luke. Well, we will be looking by the time when I saw him, we should be told in what a comma, whom shall him dark, we can't make part, me marry with the tear shall end, the leaf is knitted, tames it, killing by the marry with me, who for more while dogging with me, that I may be speaking, you can follow doggy, I will bustle bustle. Now the question arises, so why is bustle bustle? All right, why can you be Mureyach? Two chtichels on top of the other. So the question is, when you put, you are mereyach one chtichel bosa. Now you are mereyach another chtichel bosa. When you put one chtichel on top of the other, or near the other. So the question is, then, this, let's say at 9 o'clock, I salted this thing. Now at 9:10, I finished salting. Now it's 10 minutes after 9. So I salt this chtichel, and I put one next to the other. So the question is, now at 10 after 9, that I started to, that I salted this chatiche, so this chatiche, it begins to be pale down, and it's in contact with this chatiche, maybe the chatiche atachteino will absorb the down, the chatiche atachteino is pale. Why don't we say that? So the Rashi says, I'm a boss, can wash a zeshay on the flame, can zeshay on the flame, ushnei and pale to yachad. בכל זמן שהתחתה טוב בפלטה אין לי בלב. כל זמן שהתחתה טוב בפלטה אין לי בלב. So the reason is why bosso is all right, because we don't have to be afraid lest the dam that is nifrat from the chticho alino, this chticho alino, is absorbed by the chticho atachteino. Because as long as the chticho atachteino is busy, being pale down, so it cannot accept big area down from the chichari. So then there is a very strange chumre resulting from Rashi Shiti. So Rashi Shiti is the reason as to why Tuchtiches Boso can be salted one after the other is because as long as the chtichah is not afraid less the dam that is nifrat from the chtichah alim, which is salted after the chtichah tachteino, will be absorbed by the chtichah tachteino, because the chtichah tachteino cannot absorb, cannot be mleya any dam from the chtichah alim, because it's busy being pelet. But how long is it busy being pelet? It's busy being pelet dam ki shiyom yom. After shiyom yom not. So assuming that the shiyom yom is 80 minutes. So according to Rashi, so if the chticho atachteino was finished being salted at 9 o'clock sharp, so in other words, so this chticho atachteino is busy being pelet dam until 9:18, right? To 9:18. So if you were to salt an achtiche or yeno at 9:19, So then the Tichta Tachtino becomes, because at 9:19, the Tichta Tachtino is not busy being paid at Yam. And if it's not busy being paid at Yam, it's ready to accept, to absorb the dam from the Tichta Elieno. From Tichta Elieno. So then, say the Chnam, according to Rashi, it is like that. So in other words, according to Rashi, it's, one has to be very cautious. If he solds one chatichas boso on top of the other, he has to make sure, let's say, that if he solded the chaticho, the lowermost chaticho, at 9 o'clock sharp, if he finished solding it, at 9 o'clock sharp, so we cannot put a chaticho in yeno on top of the chatichino after 9:18. So if he solds it, at 9:05, let's say Tichta Tachtino, he solded at 9. Then at 9:05, he solds the Tichta Elieno and puts it on top of the other. So he can leave this Tichta Elieno on top of the Tachtino only for 13 minutes. But he has to make sure that when it's 9:18, he has to remove the Tichta Elieno from the Chaticho HaTachteino. I mean, you always have to figure out how long the Chaticho HaTachteino can be in contact with the Chaticho HaTachteino. Of course, no one does that. I mean, there is not a Jewish woman in the world, not only today, but I mean, even 50 years ago, who was so good to solve Boso that way. Because usually, when you solve Boso, you solve one Chaticho, and then you put it on the salting board, and then you take another chtiche, you put it on the salting board, you put one on top of the other, then you put maybe 10 chtiches also one on top of the other, and you leave it for a whole hour. So according to Rashi, after 18 minutes expire, so then the chticho HaTachteino is ready to absorb from the chticho HaTachteino, and you cannot have any contact between the chticho HaTachteino and the chticho HaTachteino. So in other words, we look at the other sheets. But according to Rashi, there is a tremendous chumre, according to Rashi. Look what Rashi says. Aboboso, aboboso, kamo sheze sheyel ifleid, kar ze sheyel ifleid, ushneyem pirti yachad, vichol zman sheatacht in toru pitleite, emidoyim. So apparently, no one is cheshish for Shemesh Rashi. No one is cheshish Rashi. This is Rashi's sheet. Now, what is... So only Shemima is the question. How can we solve Tuchtich as Boso together? So Rashi Shiti is a Tinoch Anami. We cannot solve together. We can only solve together up to 80 minutes. But after 80 minutes, so we cannot say solve together. Now, Rabbetam gives a different terence. And the biggest maker is Rabbetam. Rashi is the biggest machmir here in this inyan, and the biggest mikro is Rabbetam. Rabbetam says that we can solve many chtichas together because dam mishrek shorik. So dam has a tendency of grinding down. But if it's a cliche, okay. So then there is a lot of pressure, so it can't grind down. There is no strength, and there is no outlet, there is no becoming, no perforations. So in many ways, it necessarily absorbs. But if it's a green bouquet form, if it's in strength, so then there is an outlet, so then dam does not become absorbed by dam chatichas. Because dam is shock. Dam tends to lie down as long as it is. And now, either because of perforations or because of its length and the board, so in the contra of the town, we don't have to worry about salting many chtiches together. You just salt one chtiche, then you salt another chtiche, and you don't have to worry. Maybe after 80 minutes, so the dam that comes out from the chticho elieno will be absorbed by the chticho tachteino. It will not be absorbed. Because, after all, there are perforations, so all the dam that comes out from Tichta Elieno will come out through the perforations, or it will glide down on the board that is place in a slanty position. Alright, so Abu Tam is the biggest maker. Then the Rashbam did not accept Rav Netam's shita fully. So he says, how can you say that because of dam bishrek shorosh? So dam is all the dam lies down. In many chetiches boso you find gummies, carrots. I mean, nuts. You know, it's the folding in the chetiches boso. It's not completely flat in the surface of the chetiches boso. So anyway, how can you say? And many times when you take a look at the chetiches boso on the soaking board or in the clipboard, you will see some dam. You will see some dam in those cavities, in those gummies. Apparently, it didn't lie down. So the dam that you many times notice in the gummies should be boso. Shemiposak on the top surface of the Chetiches Tachteino didn't lie down. It didn't go down through the perforations. It didn't lie down through the slant. So that can be absorbed, is likely to be absorbed. So the Meir Rashbam gives a very strange, a simply strange text. The reason as to why we are allowed to salt it's many chetiches boso together is because since he did everything that Chachom required him to do, so it doesn't matter that the dam is absorbed. I mean, what kind of a... And he says, because it's only the Rabbon. So what if it's not Rabbon? So it's not Hefker, just because it's Rabbon. I mean, that is very strange. So there is the question against Rashbam. I mean, it doesn't... It seems very strange, but the pshat in Rashbam, I think, is that Rashbam also agrees with Rav Netam's principle of dam bishrek shorosh. But the Rashbam says you cannot say that on account of the tendency of dam to glide down of mishrek shorosh, so no droplets of dam ever become absorbed, because every chatiche has small gummies, cavities, folies. So when the dam comes out from the chetiches boso and it passes through, suppose there is a guma, there is a little groove. So there it falls into that groove. That drop of dam that falls into the groove, into the tiny groove in the boso, so cannot lie down and it will not come out through the perforations. So it will remain there. So then you cannot say dam mishrek shorosh, and there is no dam is absorbed by chetiches. So why are we allowed to solve the chetiches together? Because since he did everything according to the deen, so chachom will make on him. So I mean, like chachom be make on him altogether. I mean, he should be able to be meleach in the kli shemim nuke bonza, it's only the Rabbanon, dam shemimach is only also the Rabbanon. So the Meir let him, and so the answer is the Chachomim were not disposed to be meleachim and to be matter isui, just because he's a nice fellow, he did everything that the Chachomim required him to do. So but what does the Rashbam mean? The Rashbam means this. It's true that under all the bulk of the dam that comes out from the Chetichot El Yeino glides out and falls out through the perforations, comes out, drips out through the perforations, so it glides down because of the slant. But there are a few droplets that become absorbed on account of the small grooves that are always formed in the surface of the boso. And those drops are necessarily absorbed by the Chetichot Tachteino because they have no outlet. They just drop into the small cavities, into the small gummies. So these few droplets are not capable of giving the time of dam in the Chetichot. So in view of the fact that the bulk of the dam is mishrek shorosh, true, Rambam's shita is that all the dam is mishrek shorosh. Not one drop is absorbed by the Chetichot. But what the shita of the Rashbam is only the bulk of the dam is mishashoik. But the number of droplets, a mashu of dam is absorbed. But since it's only a mashu, it doesn't give a time. So the male there it is muta. But there is a loche in the vatan is al-chatchile. So the Rashbam says, since he acted accordingly, complied with the Tachonis Chachomim, and he was the leach in the Klibinuke for his land, and did everything possible that the Chachomim required to do, but then there is a mashu of dam that falls into the Gubeh and is necessarily absorbed by Atira Tachtine. So it doesn't matter, because there it's muta. The question is, how is he allowed for Chachile to do it? So the Chachomim were medical, because it would be a terrific hardship on him if he wouldn't be allowed to be Beleach. Many Chachas together, that means you'll have to have maybe 10 salting boards or 10 separate kelim in order to be Beleach Bosa. So it's only a reason as to why Chachile the Chachomim allowed him to do it that way. But the event, it's put there because of the town style, because of that mishmash. Alright, now, so far we mentioned Rashi Shite, Rabbetam Shite, Rashbam Shite, three sheets. Then there is the Yesh Mephoshim Teisves. And Teisves says that, true, that it's paid down only Shiyamim, for 80 minutes. And then after the Shiyamim, 80 minutes expire, so it stops being paid down. And what is it paid? It's paid, the Chatecha Tachteno continues to be paid Tzia. And Tzia, but even after the Shiur Mio has expired, so the Chatecha Tachteno is not paid any down anymore, but it still continues to be paid Tzia, which is not allowed. So, how long does it continue to be paid Tzia until 12 hours? You pay choice, there is a Shite up to Chodau choice. So in other words, up to Shia Mir, it is engaged, the Chatecha Tachteno, let's say this is the Chatecha Tachteno. So he started it at 9 o'clock sharp. Then at 9:18 it stopped being Pelet Yisrael. But it continues to be Pelet Zia. It continues to be Pelet Zia until 3 a.m. the next morning. You see. Until 9 p.m. the next evening. Until 9 p.m. the next evening. So it continues to be Pelet Zia. Now, so then, let's say, if at 9:30 he will salt another Chatechas Kosar and put it on top of the Chatecha Tachteno, there is no danger. Because anything that the Chatecha will absorb while the Chatecha Tachteno, let's say at 9 o'clock is salted. Now at 9:30 he salted the Chatecha Tachteno. So then the Chatecha Tachteno starts being paid down. So the Chatecha Tachteno is able to absorb the dam that comes out from the Chatecha Tachteno at 9:30 or at 9:35 or at 9:40. But it cannot absorb it into its real interior. It will only absorb it into its periphery, because it is engaged in the process of being Pelitzir at 9:30 or at 9:40, so it is still capable of being Beleach. But what, since it's engaged, at the time it is Beleach the Dam, it is engaged in the process of Pelitzir, so maybe it cannot travel very far into the interior of the Chatecha Tachteno. It will only travel into the periphery. Into the periphery of the Chatecha Tachteno. So Meile, we say, Kidei Kachpeute. Whatever it accepts into its own periphery, it will be Peute. That's the Yesh Mephosh. Yesh Mephosh. Then, Harab Rabbi Yosef Molaimesh says something else. Harab Rabbi Yosef, and there are two versions in Harab Rabbi Yosef Molaimesh's Pshat. Teisves version of Harab Rabbi Yosef Molaimesh, and the Ram's version. Now let's see, so of course, the Ram's version is much bigger gula than Teisves version. So, Harab, according to Teisves' version of Arab Yisit Mulaynesh, of Arab Yisit Mulaynesh. So it's a kule and Rashi Shiki. So Arab Yisit Mulaynesh Shiki is a kule and Rashi Shiki. According to Rashi. So if you saw the Tachtir HaTachtim HaTachtim, so there, at 9:10, you can put Tachtir HaTachtim on top of Tachtir HaTachtim. But you must take it away at 9:18. Because at 9:18, if you don't take away Tachtir HaTachtim at 9:18, if you leave it there, so then at 9:19, the dam that will come out from Tachtir HaTachtim will be absorbed, will readily be absorbed by the Tachtir HaTachtim. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Mulaynesh, so there is a call that if, let's say, you put the Tachtir HaTachtim, if you put the Tachtir HaTachtim, if you put the Tachtir HaTachtim, so he says, now let's go over the thesis. To be easy. We don't even want to come out, pout the Yitzchak. ופאוט, ואיפס כמית, פירי וכונת רשע, ובוס או בוס או כמו שזה שיר, שיר נפריד, כזה שיר נפריד, ושניים פירת יחד, וכל זמן שתחת בתור נפריד עם בריאה, וכמיכים פירת מסוכח, גם רב שיסיד מול הגר וגרמה, one piece by another piece, ומוס עם קלולשן, ופירי וכונת רשע, לא ישנים מותר, וכל זמן שתחות את נפריד עם בריאה, וכשנור זה, פונור זה, ופירוש יתן לי כשנוכנח בכתיחס יחד זו החזו, ומניח עם שני העולם שאינו, וכן שליש זה חיל רמיז. אבל יש גם בכתיחס, אבל כשרישינו גימר אספיטוסו, תחילו. So כשרישינו, זה גימר אספיטוסו את 19. So at that time, any doubt that comes out of the 19 is readily absorbable by בכתיחה תחתינו. ופשטה, דרום רישנה, משמע, שאף על פי שהתחתן, פירי התחילו לנסע, ובאו מותר, כי אם שפרידס תחתן, התחתן כדמס, סורף גם היינו אותי. So, any דם that is nifled from the lino should be absorbed by the תחתנו. ונראה, די, so, תסבס מנשנס רב לתמס עכשיו. ונראה די לתיימם שבי דם בישחק שעוד, במליחה כמו בצליה, וכי איך אני שעור בצליה, בישרי ובישרי, אף אחד תחילה, אף אגב שכל התחילה, אף אחד תחילה, מצד הפחתן, שרצה להעיס, משום בישרי שעור, how are we allowed when we boil meat? Meat that was not meat kosher, that was not so, when we boil it. So we put one חתיכה מספיק, and then we put, a minute later, another חתיכה, understood. Now, so the Chticha Yeno is in contact, is on top of the Chticha Tachtino, under the spit, near the fire, under the fire. So the question is, when dam comes out from the Chticha Yeno, maybe it will be absorbed by the Chticha Tachtino, the answer is because dam Mishrek Shoy. So just as we say dam Mishrek Shoy in connection with Sriya, we say dam Mishrek Shoy in connection with Rih. וכי איך לשאול בצלי בישראל, בישראל לא חתב שכל תרוס ובוס בסדר, נחת משל זה לאיש, בשביל מי שלשאולים, אני לא מתכן לשאול את הידעים. או, סולוואן לסדוק עם עושה, ודוק עם דווקא בשביל חופי כמה יהיה הסירה, משהו תכיחה, מצווה ריסוף, ונברא אדם בסי חוק משאול כמה, אני דוק עם הידעים, because it has a very soft skin, so it's ready to accept, to absorb דם. So it accepts the דם, and not all the דם was down. מי הוא אין חדים כקומץ מצד אלין של תחתין איס, גורם רצסורי, so that's really the cash of the Rashbam raised. But we find many times cavities, little grooves, in the formings, in the חתיכה תחתינו. So that drop of dam that falls into the cavity is certainly not going to fly down and to come out. That presses upon the surface of the bosso, in the cavity. So that will be absorbed, kosher. למה הוא טוען מהיס חוליים שמייצים גומית בכתיך איס, התחתינו זה נסיעה ונהיה גם דברת. So this is not mentioned here, ורק פעם שיטה ודאבה משהו מנשן. Then we each before him, we should be with a seal, we should have 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 a seal, how long does it continue to be penitia? After the plate as a dam stopped, it's, the plate as a dam continues for 80 minutes, she'll meal 18, 22 and a half, 24 minutes, at most, but plate as a seal continues still 12 hours. מה, מקורס מנשמי שפיץ הציר, פיפיס מה שפיץ ודלימס, החפית הסדומו, ומה שמוצא מגומי ציר. So, how does the יש מפורשים dispose of the קשה בתיסוס אסקס against רבנתם? So he says, they say, let's see, Ishayu Mitzias, they say the Dam Mamesh doesn't fall into cavities, because Dam has a tendency to lie down. So what falls into a cavity, that's the Tzia. That's the Tzia. So the Tzia is much thicker, has more viscosity than Dam. So the melee, if it's much thicker, so because of the friction of the gumenes, the foamings, the friction in the surface of muscle, so many drops of the tzia become retained by the foamings, by the cavities. But the dam itself is not so viscous, so the melee is not so thick, so the melee, it dries out. And the fluid that we find in the gumenes, that tzia, the way down. אבל בדוגים נעילאים עקה, לפי שפריטה סתם לאי פייס, משכס, אחר פריטה סירה דוגים. But בדוגים it's also a why? Because on account of the softness, of the exceeding softness and thinness of the skin of fish, so not only does the fish manage to be peeled all its down in a relatively short time, in a few minutes, but it manages to repellate the dam and the tzia in a few minutes. And by the time the naive has started evident exuding dam, so the covering of the fish are completely free and accessible. This dam even shows a lot. That after this, well, I show you, if she played as a dog in Igma, Kedem has Holas played the saints. לכך אם הוא פלטי להם מה שבאלוין מנורידס אבו פוסו ובוסו כאילו שלא נגמר פליטס דם תחת כאילו מה סחולס בלי אוסו מנועל יאין אין דרך פליטוסו נסתמס דהיו פוסו החליף להם לא ניסוסי עד גמר פליטס החתיכו שעובר וכן אם הולכו שלישיס ונוס נעל יאיס כאילו מה פליטוס התחתינו פילטס עד שתגמר השלישיס פליטוסו, וכן לאילו, כל מה שניתנו עליו, טיבלה וטיפלית, כאילו שהוא נוחו רגע אחת. So, according to this version of Rabbi Yisrael Leimish, Rabbi Yisrael Leimish mentions it clearly as against Rashi Shite, because according to Rashi, so, if you saw that the Hatachtein of Leimish in the morning, so then you can salt at 9:05, you can salt in Adachtichech, Tichalienon, on top of that. But according to Rashi, at night, when the clock strikes 9:18, you have to remove this chatich. Because if you leave it at 9:18, on top of the chatachteino, so it already stopped being peeled down. Even though it already stopped being peeled down, so any dam that will come out from this chatich will be absorbed by this chatich. That's according to Rashi, according to Rashi. הרב רבי יסימו ליימש הוא בימי תורש that if you salt it at 9 o'clock דחתיך תחתינו and then you salt at 9:20 דחתיך עלינו and you want to put at 9:20 דחתיך עלינו and that דחתיך תחתינו then דחתיך תחתינו will become awesome because at 9:20 so דחתיך דחתיכות, so the Nikobia, the Nikobi of דחתיך תחתינו already closed up because at 9:18 they closed up. But so in that case you will need a Rashi, the דחתיך תחתינו will become awesome. But according to Rashi, even if you sold it, דחתיך תחתינו and you put it on top of דחתיך תחתינו at 9:05, so it's alright, but you must remove it before it's 9:18. According to Rabbi Yisrael Molaynesh, you cannot put the Chticho Elin on top of Chticha Tachteinu at 9:20. Because by that time, the Nikobim closed up, the Nikobim of Chticha Tachteinu already closed up. But if you put the Chticho Elin at 9:05, if you put the Chticho Elin at 9:05, so maybe at that time, the Nikobim was still open because it kept on being peeled down at 9:05 profusely. It was, the Nikobim were open from 9 till 9:18. You put the stick on him at 9:05. So we keep some. So at 9:05, the Tichonino started to be paying down. The Tichonino started to pay down, and intends to be paying down the Tichonino until 9:23, 80 minutes from 9:05 until 9:23. So anyway, at 9:18. When the Chicha Tachteino stops being pulled down, it doesn't close its Nikobim. Since by the time it is ready to close its gates, its openings, so there is a plate from the Chicha Elieno, so the Melech it will not close up until the Chicha Elieno will stop being paid. When will the stop? When will the Chicha Elieno stop being paid at 9:23? So in other words, so there is no danger. And then Rabbi Samuel says, suppose at 9:10 you put the third chatiche and not the second chatiche. So at 9:23 it will not, the coming of the chatiche tachteino will not close up either until 9:08. And let's say, at 9:15 you put a third chatiche. So that postpones the closing of the Nikobim of the Chicha Tachteino till 9:33 and so on. This is what he's saying. But according to Tosfos version of Rabbi Yosef Molanish, so suppose the Chicha Tachteino was sounded at 9:00 sharp, and then you put the Chicha Elieno on top of the Chicha Tachteino at 9:20, then the Chicha Tachteino will become Osea, even according to Rabbi Molanish. So then, but then the Ram, he has another version of Rabbi Molanish as he did. He says that suppose he solved it. He put the Chicha Tachteino at 9:00 in the morning. 9:00 in the morning. Then at 9:18 it stops. The process of Plintus Adam subsides. But it continues to be Pelitzia. When will it stop being Pelitzia? At 9 PM in the evening. Because a Chicha Soso that was Nimcho is in the process of being Pelitzia for 12 hours. According to one sheet, for 24 hours, but according to most poskim, for 12 hours. So that means if the Chicha Tachteino was salted at 9 AM in the morning, so it will continue being Pelitzia till 9 PM in the evening. The evening after the day, till 9 PM. So according to the Ram's version of Rabbi Yisrael Molanish, if let's say at 8:30 PM that evening, he will put the Chicha Elieno on top of the Chicha Tachteino, so there is no danger of becoming us. Unless he will put at 9:01 PM the Chicha Elieno. Then even according to the Ram's version of Rabbi Yisrael Molanish will come us. So there is such a big difference between the Ram's version of Rabbi Yisrael Molanish and Tosfos' version. Now let's see. ורב יוצאים על עין שאין משהו, ודאגות אם נקבע כמעט שחור הספר יש איפס, וכך נקבע מה שדורים לאיפס. אבל בוא סוף בוא סוף, כשהוא נקבע פרס דם דרך, נקבע שחור הספר יש איפס, אין דרך נתוסו, נסתמס. ואין הוא פסוח נפלט, הוא נסתם עד מרפי, זה הכתיב תכה שעולה. וכן אם נורכו שלישי סבינוס, והאינס, כדי מרפי תוסו, תחתים את הולדת, זה נגמר שלישי סבינוסו. וכן ראים, כל מה שניתנו עליו, תיבה ותיבה, כי שהוא נוח הרגע אחס. בוא צפור זה יצנוח הרגע אחס. You sold the Chicha Tachteino at 9, and then you sold the Chicha Elieno at 9:19. So what that was? Vite, maybe we have time to wait. So we first start the Elieno. We come to Kines. So we must damn up the Lua of the Melech. She will Chicha and Chicha. She will have the Tzir. She will go with the Chicha Tachteino. And the Tzir. The Vishleim will be called the Chicha. And the Chicha will be named 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 the Chicha. אבל כאן שנמלך המלך בציר שנגומו ונעשה צורו, הוא דם זה לא עסק כדי חוליטה. וישם לו להמגינון, מוליח עליך שיח ומשס פייטה, ואחד מפייטה וחושב כשיח, דיפוסה כי איך המלך, מחמשית ועשה פוסו, וייצא כי איך המלך, עם אדם. אם נעמה, יש לימה, שהמלך של הפוסו מעט עם אדם הזה מליקול את מפוסו, ובעיסר השנתיים שפרשתי, לכל זמן שתחתי נפלט את סיר, בלעס, ופלט את דם הלינס עם ציר שלו, עוד כל זמן שפסוכו, מיפול בלעס, ובלטס, צורך להמתנו לתחתינו עד שתישה או יינו שיהיה אצליה, שעד לא יישו שור, אם התחתינו יצא מודו. ומי הוא עדיין יש עודן, then there is another question, another paradox that explains how can we be, how can we solve many חתיכס בוסו together. ומי הוא עדיין יש לימה, תמה, בכל זמן שהבוסו טוב הוא נפלי ציר, אם מלאי אדם, וזמן פריטס הציר לא כל כך מהירו. It continues for 12 hours. Oh, so, so that means there is a big difference between the Yesh Mifoshim Teretz and the Adayim Yishleima Teretz. The Yesh Mifoshim Teretz is similar to the Adayim Yishleima Teretz. It's similar, but there is a difference. The Yesh Mifoshim says that, that even is engaged in the process of Plinta Seer can be Nifad again. So it's a very capability. But it is Malaya. The Adayim Yishleim Apshat says no. As long as it's engaged in the process of Plinta Seer, so it cannot even be Malaya. According to the Yish Mifoshim, Malaya it can. But Kibir Kapelte, it will be Pelet again. But according to the Adayim Yishleim Apshat, it cannot even be Malaya. It cannot even be Malaya. ומי עדיין ישלימה, תאמחה, לכל זמן שהבוס אותו הוא עודף לציר עם מלאה, דם, וזמן לציר ניקור, כל כך נהירו, וניקור בוקר, בוס אשר בחציר כמחוי שאינו כיף ונעתם אתם זה, די לו שומקי יחדיף לתמחנו ששופוע וזה חציר, הוא מלאה, והי מתי נשמוע ואומר כמות, אינו הולכים אלו ביקוי מינו כיף, דאב הבא עדיין לגוב על הבוס אותו, תזדום את מלאה כדאב אישיס. והיא לכם בחצי שאוכתיך בשיח הציר וחצי בחוץ, מה שבשיח יוסר ומה שבחוץ מיתה, כי לפרש את ריות נגיד הראש. אמין דבר מחלקת ביטוי עם הראש, אין דרמי פרץ, סוטייס ושיטייס לא הייתה ראשי. גם הבדי שצור בחרבו, והיא לכם ששור הבוסו דובר לתשעתי על החלכות, עוד אין בצרה, ועקן נמצא בגידיס ושור עשור כל הלילה, ועקח נמצא כולי ונמצא כלי מול מיץ מן המבריח שיוצא מן הבוסו עביר המייסה באיזה שעון אשי ואין שמחנו שהבוסו אומר לכם שיהיו כאילו שהוא עושה מחורי אין המים המצוי מחורי מיץ דם על המייל באו וכן נראה ותדע שאיזה המייל הוא אוהב את המייל כששור שיוצאו יהיה הוא מותר להביא חירובה של ידי רעב וכי שלא נפלא מן המייל על יצא הכי ואין לעשה נעם המייל מה כוס המלך של הבוסו שמים לכם בשיחי ומכיר זה בו נמוס הבוסו הנפיל ואיזה מייל שיהיה בי רמלה של הבוסו ואיך מחסמי לכם וחושב כרסיח ואיזה סבוסו אם כן איתם אותם זה יעשה כל הבוסו שבאים לו כשמע מי לכם איזה בשיחקוי להביא חי שנמצא המלך של הבוסו במים ומה 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 מייר, בסייך, אף שמומחה, בסייך, איזה מייר, כמו שפרשתי גם אי, גם אי, אוי שמקומה של בוסו, ומה יקום הם מייציר, מה הוא קורא בוסו וזה חציר, אוי מטעם שבוסו כי החמלה, מה משאיפו את הבוסו, והוא חושב שבסייך, את הריש הסליר, סורדץ רעש השיקר, ומקום בו כנראה לרוק להיות שכבר לא עד הוא רואו מזה. So, how many פשוטים do we have? How many שיטס do we have? As to why it's mutter to be mereach, no mechtich es boso, no mechtich es boso. So we have Rashis, we have Habretam, we have the Rashbam, and Rashbam is like Habretam, but except that he holds that we have to resort to the special heter on the Issa of the Mevatel Issa of Chathriel. So Rashi, Habretam is two, Rashbam is three, and then Yesh Mifoshi is four, the two versions of Rabbi Yisimu Leibnish is six, and then Madai Mishlim HaPshat is seven. Seven Mishlims. Now, Rav Mori Baruch Hu, Imlach Lei Boso Shchute Bad Boso Treife, also we come in the Rode, Omalei, Hat Meim Leeser Tziron, Vireitron Vikifeshare. So, ורואים לו בן ישמעאל, גם השמואל מולך על אלק וסייח, במקום שאל תבושו, אם בן ישמעאל אדם מן ההמין לדומו, אבל צירון ראית הולוי, כמה שם. So, רשע סייז, יהיה, ועשה צירון ראית הולוי מקיפו, פיר מבוסר מטעם להניק למשווה דיבה וכי בני צירון, עושה מיצה הבוסר השוחות מחמסיר הטריפה, שהוליח מכל המדבר, לבוא ארץ. So that means that in the case of Bosa Shruta together with Bosa Trefo, even if you are Moreyach them together, you will even look at it. So it becomes us. Why? Because down, because Tzir Trefo is more likely to become absorbed than down. Why? Because either because of the Mishra Shoulder, or because I will be told if we're down, so is Lubella, or I will be told if we see that I'm Mishra of Shah, is Lubella down, or Jibeli Kachpeyote, or Arabis, is Mulayim of Shah. But all these Pshotim apply only to down, because down is not so easily capable of being Lubella. And is Tzir Trefo. But Tzir Trefo even a great UK. And even though it's occupied to be paying down, to be paying a Tzir, it still can absorb Tzir Trefo. Now, let's see now the Torah. No, I brought the Torah higher. For the long time. זו אדם זו, אף על פי שתחתינו במרס פליטו זוקים ומרמים מולמקינון שחיזרס ובלעס נדם מרמים לפי שאישיו הרבה מפליציה וכל זמן שפירטס סירו אין בלעס we have, how many פשוטים did we have? 7 פשוטים, לא? 7 פשוטים we have. So, the last פשוט was that I was really not against this. And the two mentions that I'm Mishlimas Pshat. Not the Mishli Vosh. The Mishli Vosh in Pshat is that even while it's engaged in the process of Pleita Seer, it still absorbs that. But, to be recapitulated, whatever it absorbs, it will be buried again. It will be buried again. But according to Adai Mishlima, it doesn't even initially absorb, you see. So, the two mentions that I'm Mishlimas Pshat. Alright. לפי שאישי הר ולפריציה, בכל מה שקורה לסיר על אוברס, ואפילו מסקת יצהר במציה, ואין ידביקו לו שנחתיך את אישו. באמת לא אמרו לי, בנורי הר בוסו ועם בוסו. ואפילו, סוף אפילו מסקת יצהר במציה, ואין ידביקו לו שנחתיך את אישו. So, how does the Rashbam explain that? The Rashbam, according to the Rashbam, so, whatever accumulates, whatever fluid accumulates in the gumis, in the chtichas boso, is dam. But, and even though some droplets of that dam that you see in the gumis do become absorbed, but that's a minimum, it's a mashu. So in the melee, it doesn't matter. But according to the Adai Mishrei Lapsha, so the business why it's muta to do it, even chatchile, because it's not even dam, that's here. It's not even down, it's here. As a matter of fact, if you were to watch the fluid that accumulates in the gumis in Bosa, so if you ever watched, I mean, when Bosa was made kosher, so you would see that fluid is not really red, it doesn't have the redness of blood. It's a little reddish, but it's not really red. I mean, that tends to collaborate what the Torah says, I mean, that the drops, the fluid that you see accumulating in the gumis in the boso is not down, it's here. But make no number of the boso, in boso, but few boso share, in boso going with one, in a few in eight days, she actually going with one, but for eight days, like a complete zero, and she need more boso share, if it is done, I will boso in dogging, a few sorry, if it's in dogging, also in the yard, if it's a dogging, built in cold zero, came to live with the Aphids from me, so we even know. As a matter of fact, the biggest cooler of all the seven machines is the Rambam. But then, the next to the biggest kula of Torah and Tamshite is the Rambam's version of Rabbi Yisrael Lalish. And the third biggest kula is the Adai Mishrei Mabshah. Because according to Adai Mishrei Mab, so if you saw the Chshir HaTachdeinu at 9 a.m. in the morning, So you can solve the Chticho Elieno, put on top of it until 9 p.m. in the evening. So you have such a long time, 12 hours. So he says, but that's only Shaya by Chtichas, because it takes 12 hours until the Chtichas Boso gets through being paid all Tzir. Mashem ki dogim fish, so of Komayim. So in a few minutes, in 2 or 3 minutes, they manage to release not only on the dam, but even on the tzir. So by the time the Chticho Elieno of Ephes so begins to be paid down, it has already finished being paid and it's not occupied. So the rain can easily absorb the dam from the Ephes. Our Bosal is not enough to observe Ephes, no one must be there, but building called Zion. Kedem Shehifleit, Kedem Shehifleit. Ha'ifel Domei, Obar Molchon, Yaha, Pirish Rashi, Shehifes Mitor, Vadog Masuri. Vadog Masuri. Vadog Masuri. Vinash Bakirei, Shikala Ifes Asuri. Lifi Shadogi, Chizri Mupinti, Adam Shepolei, Umavri Nisi Beifes, because of Chtichan Asnevele. וכן אם אסכון הזה נראה לא עושה והורו ויעשבינו ודרוגים לא יקורו אלו צודקה דבוש יקביסו ורשבמשי והורו ויעשבינו ודרוגים לא יקורו אלו כדי קורי פמר so when we ask the dogim so that would mean that the dogim becomes also complete because why do we come to say because by the time that the ifes start being bent down so all the dominant seal of the fish has already been released. So it's not occupied. So it's ready to accept the dam from the Ephes. But why? Why is it there? Yeah, because Mabiyah HaRei Chaseach. But the Mabiyah HaRei Chaseach only implies that it's been a Kedeklipe. So here too, the fish only become also Kedeklipe. Not more. Lefich Ochim Ushoi, Vemunotu Kaskaso, Shoi. So the Torah says, since it only is Mavriya Kedeklipe, so suppose the fish has all its scales on it, so the scales themselves occupy more than Kedeklipe. So all you have to do is just to take off the scales, the scales you are going to take off anyway. Who needs fish together with the scales? So and the scales, that's in lieu of the clip. וכל זה כשמור השניים יחד אבו אם ומור חון יחד אלא אחה שמור החדוק נוסנועי איזמותר נוסנועי איזמותר Now, for that, we have to learn the next piece of Gemara, דווקופיקים נס ואיפה זה, דווקופיקים רמדם דוקטור שמור חון, דוקטור איזמותר My Rakhi Yishnei Meluchim. So we see that when you are Meluchim, in the Kavos and the Ramutea, let's say in the Kumbuke, so it doesn't become us, just as you can be Meluchim. Tuch Tichis Bosa on the Kumbuke, so you can be Meluchim. Why? Because the dam is not absorbed. For whatever reason, either because the dam is a shark, or because I've been told if it's here, or because I've been told if it's down, whatever the reason is. So the halacha is that in the Kli Mukeh, you can reach to Chtichas Boso, and we don't worry less the Chticha Tachteinu will absorb the dam from Chticha Yeinu. For whatever reason, because Mishrek Shoy, because I've been told. So in the main way, we could argue that you should be able to reach, let's say, Boso train for you, Boso Shchuto together. Or dog playing with dog and tail together in the clean look. But Rabbi Baruch Hu, the Rabbi passed into Rabbi Baruch Hu that only Tuchtichas Boso can be sorted together in the clean look. Because dam is not as readily absorbable الخطيخ البصر ان سيطيقه از ان يعلمس but the so here the price is says doctoria shemokhel doctor mitra my life show you shnei menuchim and still it's mitra so the mother says no kikin shohi otoya meluach vitom itom so here there is aloche I mean it's the same aloche like in Michal Kvei Kei what did we say in Michal Kei that meluach is a real kreseach so it's capable of being magliach in Kvei Kei but it's not capable of being of extracting from Kei so the Gabriel Eichel we have a similar concept that in other words the meluach the doctor the Torah the doctor is meluach the doctor is top and the Torah is meluach so what is Reseach? What is Reseach? Reseach is the top, the Doborosa but and the doctor is not Reseach so maybe we say that meluach alayk Reseach and it's capable the dog tomei that is meluach, that is salted, that is reseach, that is hot, is capable of being mavuya, minute particles from itself into the dog tomei that is in contact with it. Masheike, if the dog tomei is the salted one, is the reseach, and the tomei is tofu, is not reseach. So in order that the doctoria that is meluach should become osea, so it has to effect an extraction of minute particles from the doctoria and then absorb it. That it cannot. So it's here because it says doctoria shemochim, doctoria muta. Maya shemochim meluchim. So it's, and even though shnei meluchim, it's still muter light because the green nuke, so just as a chtichas boso will not absorb down the green nuke, so it will not absorb sea of octome either. So why do you say that it can absorb even the green nuke sea of octome? So the Gemara says, no, you can show you to your meluach with octome tof. So the reason as to why it's muter is because the hat doctoria that is meluach is incapable of extracting particles from the tomei which is not meluach. Then we'll tell the same thing, ho doctoria meluach, the tomei tofu is muta, yichu al dobei shem shnei meluach maskino, to which it comes from? Toria shemolchim doctomi muta, keitza, sheho yotoria meluach, the tomei tofu. Okay, now we start. These are the bite of the shnei meluachim, hash the shnei meluachim shore, Toya meluach mitom mitofu miboye, so the Gemara says, "Shemo meliyoye." Tom says, "Mibu reish." The word came, "Reish toya meluach mitom mitofu." Avo shnei meluachim mosa. Avo shnei meluachim mosa. Tom says, "Toya meluach mitom mitofu miboye." The reish shnei meluachim afloach hashem. It's just from the same thing. Avo toya meluach mitom mitofu mosa. Tom meluach mitom mitofu mosa. Avo shnei meluachim shore. The Gemara says, "No." I need to learn 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 that it's muter, that it's muter in the case of to learn to learn to learn to learn, but in the case of to learn 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 to learn. Because we do not say, I didn't talk with Michal to Lubov. In regard to anything other than that. We only say, I didn't talk with Michal to Lubov, I didn't talk with that. But not in regard to Tzertreifor, to Tzertovitomei. So there, even if it's talking with Michal, so it's still there. Now. Avo Lubov Chonachat, V'chol Zeh Kishimor Adres Lai. That Kuf Yudal Adam Beis. וכל זה כשמוע שניים יחד, אב ומולכון יחד, אלו לך השמוע החדק, נוסעים רגעים יותר. Why? Because the same principle, like a מניח הרכב. So in other words, just as we say, that מוליח is כריסח, it's capable of being מבריע יותר כרי, but it's incapable of being, of extracting from כרי. So we got to make it too. So if he was מוליח, if the dog is מוליח, and the eighth is tof, is unsolved. So there it's not osa. Because why should it, how can the fish become osa? If it will extract, if the fish will extract particles of dam, drops of dam from the eighth. But the eighth itself is not Meseyach. The eighth is tof, is unsolved. So it's say that. What is Meseyach? The fish is Meseyach. But Meseyach is Arabic and Meseyach only to be Mavriah, not to extract. So the main way, if the fish is Meseyach and the eighth is tofu, so in order that the fish should become Meseyach, the salted fish has to be capable of extracting down from the eighth. That it cannot do, it cannot be Mavriah, it can only be Mavriah. So if the eighth is insulted and the fish is tofu, so then it will be me, so it will be Mavriya into the fish. But if the dog is Mavriah and the ape is tofel, so there it cannot, it is incapable of being Mavriah, the dam from the ape. Bosa shkute shamouchei, in bosa treifosa, ava fish in Mavriya mbara treife, Mavriya mitziro. Dog tome mitoya shini Mavriya hadosea, v'chon shkini matome Mavriya batoya tofo. אבל מתוי מומיח ותומי תופו ונוסם התוי אחה שמורחר התומי שורי ואתו מקליפו מבוי alright, we'll be back here now, so tomorrow we'll go over we'll finish seminarium the tour and then we'll go over just the מחבר המרמות not tomorrow, I mean Wednesday the Mechaber and Ramo up to Sivo without the Ramo, or it's a very long Ramo in Sivo, but just the Mechaber and Ramo up to Sivo and the Mechaber of Sivo without the Ramo in Sivo. He paid me in Russia, he showed me. And only certain times in the year, certain days, days in the year, that he had to engage in Russia. The other brains in the year now. So that's less. That's much less than the economies of well it seems. I mean the Marat Moore labor was very cheap. I mean today when you pay a watcher for one day you'll probably have to pay more than for the most expensive mechita of government. Alright, so then also the expense that was involved in paying the watcher was less than the economy. So then also according to Talatanya, I would have heard about so according to Tanakam, you only have to pay me Adam if you're there. You only have to pay me Adam if you're there. According to Rabbi, you have to pay me Mikhailov. Alright. He goes from there. Second therapy. The same old Shriya and Shrishi is the Kibinai. The same old Shriya and Shrishi is the Kibinai. Tanakam is about reducing the labor. So in other words, according to the first direct, who is the major and who is the machmir? Tanakam is the major and Rabbi Yishin is the machmir. In other words, he has to pay more according to Rabbi Yishin than he has to pay according to Tanakam. According to the second direct, also, Tanakam is the major and Rabbi Yishin is the machmir. We both say that the same as we are speaking tonight. Tanakam is about reducing the labor. Reducing the labor. In other words, that he has to pay only the least. Is the machine is made built. So then the leader has to pay half of the expense that is involved in the release. What is that? So he doesn't have to pay, so all for the other three, so the major, but so the major, what he used to do before, one, he doesn't have to pay at all.
But in the market, build the fourth wall. So there in the media has to reimburse the market for the fourth wall, half of the fourth wall. But for the other three walls not. Why? Now why? Why not? So Rashi said as follows. Can it come to about more than he shall live in God the market? No. Suppose it came to Bergen at that moment. Before the Makkah did the fourth one, what would Bergen say to him? You don't have to pay me a penny. Bergen would say to Bergen, he said, you don't have to pay a penny because you didn't get around us. Then, a few months later, he decided we'll build the fourth one too. But there's no remuneration. You don't have to pay. So you have to back a little bit. You have to back a little bit. You know what? At the end of the few months, when you can build the fourth wall, so he doesn't have to pay anything. Because for your back out, for your back out, you're back in there. Alright. If you can get to the back, you have AC. Rationally, both of the church, the ratio and marking, you don't know what is a hacker in the full of the income. Alright. Wait a second. There's some people discussing this, but I just want to finish them off. So he has to pay for everything. Why? Because of Gona Daite. Because Gona Daite is a new head. Gona Daite is a new head. Not her. According to the previous Rashi, so Tanakhama says, if one of Vijay, so he doesn't pay anything. According to the first Rashi, if one of Vijay, he pays her for both of those. Why? Because according to the second Rashi, so the Tanakhama rejects the whole concept of Goladayim. He rejects the whole concept of Goladayim. According to the third Rashi, so Tanakhama can see the concept of Goladayim. Of Goladayim. So where do you come up with it? So who gets back on the verse? So why do you get back on the verse? But here is Goladayim. Do you have it? But he, so he can come up with it, so he has to reimburse him for all the world. He come up Matthew, so he has to reimburse him only for the fourth world, but not for the first three worlds. Why not? Because he has back on the verse. Why? Because the he holds that we do not pay Yotzadak and Dev. I mean, that is true according to the second Russian too. But the Yotzadak does not agree with this concept of Yotzadak and Dev. Whatever it means. Then they need the fourth Russian, Maki will need to kill Ayin. Now, according to the first Russian, so the Yotzadak is the Mokio, and the Tanakam is the Mahir. Tanakam is the band of the Mahir, so the Namelon. Tanakam says nothing, he from a mutual duty, so he has to pay for everything. Then it's on the basis of what? Of the Rabbi Yehoshua, but even he from a Mahi, duty, so he has to pay for everything. Of the kind of but he has to pay, he has to share, you know, in all the words. Of the kind of it. And he says, why do we say that he's the market? Then the thought that he said, so then the corpse is on a camel, he only has to pay me, he only has to share on the expenses of the fourth one, not the expenses of the first three ones. What a check. I mean, if he pays for the fourth one, why? Because he gets the protection. He wouldn't get the protection when the fourth one alone, he gets the protection by virtue of the fact that the law follows, not by virtue of the fact that there is the fourth one. So why should we be here to share in the expenses of the poor world and not in the expenses of the first year? That's the fact. That is still better than the same. So then he said, oh, there is a high time that the only God of Shalom is Sayyid and only we are not in the God of the Doubt of Him. In other words, that he cannot be here to pay on the basis of that law if he does not approve of it. But there is a limit that three words are good, so he is willing to participate in the fall. Now we are sure that had he been met, suppose the Nietzsche had been met after the first 3 words had been done. If he had been met, then let's say he wouldn't have approached him and said to Shimon, now 3 words are already there. The fourth word has been not yet here. Should I proceed with the building of the fourth ball and be in the new pathway? So he certainly would say, I have already 3 balls, I have already here. It's a question of one additional ball. I'll participate. I know there is an indicator that he gives his consent to the building of the fourth ball. Some may let it, it's Nicholas. But as to the first 3 ball, there is no indicator that it's Nicholas. That's why he's going to come and say, that he can only be forced to participate and into the universe for the fourth world, not for the first three worlds, yes. What is that?
So why
do
you
go back
to
the
world? You don't
go back
to the first.
No, even if he brings all the four, so he went to the problem, of making a role himself, so then we say to him that he wants all the four. But if he did not go to the problem of building himself, so there is an internet that he approves of the other fellow, that he should go to the problem. Because there will be no effort in that, just a question of a very slight extent. What is it? No, there is no indirect that he wants to participate in the expense of both four walls. But there is an indirect that every person is willing to participate in the expense of one cheap wall.
Because
in order
to
make money,
he wants to participate.
But if he
in order to make the money that he wants to participate, it shows that he wants to participate.
So then there is a need that the person is willing to participate in the expense of one more. So that's what it is. In the current situation, if you can work on the last ratio, you break the back. It's just possible. You came from the Venus, Yosef, Daka, Yatefaka. Now, so what is that? Monarchy. If he is not prepared to reimburse Rubin, if she is not prepared to reimburse Rubin for the first 3 walls, why? You're telling me that the Daka, why? Because until the fourth wall was made, So he was not as yet. He was not as yet protected, so he had no other. So he needed the fourth one in him. So when did he become protected? The last piece is made. But until they suppose he makes a way here, and he still stays on part of the fourth side. So he's not protected. So that will only be the first to pay for the rest of it. Now, what is the Shiva Brah? Now, if we understand Rashi, so then there won't be any taxes. If there is taxes, not be any taxes. What is Rashi? When Rashi says, "Shake for your turn in Ashration, there is a taxes." What does Rashi mean? Rashi is reference to a specific case where he calls it a bedroom. Now, let's say, in the three walls, in the blue world, and but here he did not make the law. Here he did not make the law. So he told him to go and do that. That's a impeachment. He called him and called him into bed. And then he said, did you get any money? You don't have to pay for it. Then in Israel, he called him, he built the law, and then he called him again to bed. So then he said, I'm sorry. Then you cannot pay, now you do. Now you pay out half of the expense involved in all the payroll. Why? Because as far as the free world are concerned, so both remember the word in judgment, in Tishbet. And then the judgment was out. Why? Because at that moment, he did not get any honor. Is that what Lashon means? Now exactly what Lashon means. So then there is no kache. That is it. What is it said? Maintaining that the real thing to that guy, Akasaka, not to that Akasaka. Because obviously, when he built the fourth wall, he declared, so it's not that he called him to do before the rest of that was finished. So he called him to do when the whole wall was finished. Somewhere, we cannot say what to that again. So he sees the patient did not assume. That's it, Rashi flies. The Tanakhama to a case where the Kogi went to Dean after the first three goals were built. And the time that he said, no, you don't have to pay penny because you didn't get a mail. And then after the fourth goal, after the fourth goal was built, then Kogi was in. So then this cannot be the higher thing for the first three goals because there was already a sudden. He thinks he assumed that Rashi flies Tanakhama for such a case, so then he just wouldn't get the kasha, the injury, from the reach of the Zakatatah. So when the thing is assumed, it's according to Rashi. So he applied the principle of Yotam Zedin Zakai, even if he didn't call him the Why? Why they applied? Because two, he didn't call him the Tishra. But suppose he was called. What would they say? So they take care. So even though he didn't call him the So he also said Yotam Zedin Zakai. Now what? This is how it is assumed in us. So the other thing you say, if we follow up the same logic, so even in the fourth wall, we should say yes to that after the last thing. Suppose the closing of the evening before the second half is finished. So what would they say? She doesn't get any money benefit, any money? Any money? So no one didn't go and get the closing of the evening. He shouldn't get the pay for the fourth wall except for the rest of it. And I understand why you're a stepper. I mean, what do you have to do a stepper? Why not the rest each? I mean, why you're a stepper? I don't understand why. So they say, in the commandment, take the between a stepper. Let's smash you. I mean, what do you call a smash you? Let's inch. Maybe half inch. Maybe fourth inch. Maybe a third inch. So what? So when you're supposed to see, you shouldn't have to do anything. Just play smash you. And the smash you, that approach is the principle of the smash you. So in other words, so, he doesn't have to pay, anything. What? So, but, the pshat in Rashi, anyway, according to Peter's assumption, that Rashi does not apply the Tanakhama to a case where he called him the Dean of Isha. And then, before the fourth wall was built, and then he kicked up when the fourth wall was built, so again called him the Dean, So, Rashi does not apply it to this case. But Rashi applies to Tanakhama, even to a case where he told him to be for the first time after all the four worlds were built. And still Tanakhama says, Yotam Bezi Zakai. So then we have to understand what's the logic of Yotam Bezi Zakai. If it's Tishrei, if he told him to be Tishrei, and at that time when the three worlds were built, so we understand Yotam Bezi Zakai, there was already Tanakhama. But if he didn't call him the Dean after the first three walls were built, he called him only the Dean after all the four walls were built. So how can we apply this for of Yotam Bezi Zakai? There is no idea of it, of the whole thing. So why? How can we apply the principle of Yotam Bezi Zakai? Now, we have a similar concept we have in the Rajbo. Let's start. The Rajbo says that Vashnaimah in Talis, he took back in Kanehu, so there we say, it doesn't matter. Why? Because same thing to Kriyam, even though he grabbed it before those who wondered their decision. Well, so they are two great with each other's decision. But those who saw, they already heard the timing. So with that, for everyone, not the fact that we will be. So maybe it's something that is in bed, but already when it is happening. But here in here, because the time of years with the case, where it did not even come to be after the first 3 worlds were built. And we only come to be for the first time after all the 4 worlds have been built. So how can we say that the way it's done, there's no idea that it is not. It was not even presented before then. So how can, what's the logic of what them go to that? So obviously, Tayfet assumes that the other than that I is not based upon the text of Sardin, but it means something else. Now what does it mean? What does it mean? So the Nachman Govin gives a very good term. He says, now, the Hashem who makes it, Hashem who makes the Kashe, why does the Mishnah use that Roshi? Ha-Makit et Chavir ha-Misholosh ha-Chesot, the expression, the expression is entirely perfect. What does it mean? Why 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 does it mean? All right, so the shaming is there. Now, but according to Rashi's Pshat, the Mechitza is the Tmidim. Now, Rashi, you have to remember, according to Rashi, so the Mechitza is the Tmidim. So then, we can understand He is at the same. So he put in the chitter here, he put in the chitter here, and he put in the chitter here, and he put in the chitter here. He enclosed, this is one German field of the chitter. So that's what it means. Hamakir is Kavir Mishal is the chitter. He is just, not here and here. But when he says, Hamakir Kabir Shah Tikkun Kabir Shah Tikkun, it means this is the Rishayna, this takes care of the Rishayna. Then, here too. He wants, I don't know if he lost one. So one was here, and one was here. Now here I saw it. So he did one was here, one was here, one was here, and one was here, at the end of the Sadaki Tikkun over here. And over here too, he shall have a picture. One looks here, and he has one feather that stretches out from here to here. So he brings one looks here, and one looks here, one looks here, one looks here. So that's why the Mishnah says, Hamaki the Kabir, Mishalish the Chesom. The good guy from Shemon and Ariel Nelson. What is Shemon was doing on our profile? It's a Shmiro, he was doing on our profile. It's a Shishi, he was doing on our profile. You see. So, somewhere, metaslicians, so we're in the highway. Now, so, as a result of all the mechitas, actually what did he do? What was his purpose? The obvious purpose of the chitayim. He wanted to enclose all his feathers. He had the feather here, so he enclosed the whole portal. He had the feather here, so he enclosed it along the portal. Here. And the other side here, so he closed along for five. So his obvious purpose was what? To enclose each son of the king. The mayor, he became enclosed from three sides. But he cannot say, Guru cannot say, I did it for the benefit of both. He cannot say, I did it for the benefit of both. So, because obviously, his purpose was just to demarcate himself, to enclose each son of the king of his own. So that's why, that's what Rashi means when he says, if he should for your son in a shreisho, he bears you that. Now, so if niet zo vullig, zo vullig die dat maakt niet het gaat weer in zo'n weg is. Dan wordt hier het zo in. En dan is die gaat hier in de verre. Die doet het verre. Hier is verre hier, en die verre hier, en die verre hier. Die verre hier. En hier is die dat er niet zo in. Zo in de weg, hier vloos, all the verre is het hier. Hiervoor, hiervoor, en hiervoor. Hier, die doet het verre niet zo in. Because we're going to be not here. So he cannot, so then he cannot demand from humanity to humanity. Then, suppose he made the Mechitza here too. Now, if he makes the Mechitza here too later, so then, the Tanakhani says that he can only tell me, he can only force me to share in the sense involved in this Mechitza. Why? Because as the other three Mechitza, it's your from the Zidaka. Rashi doesn't see the Zidaka and the Rosh Pesach dancing. That's not the idea of that. But Rashi means the first three Mechitzot, when he surrounded those Mechitzot, so they were exclusively for his protection. For his benefit. For the women. So in the way, he can say to him, this is what I can say. She can say to the women, why should I reimburse you for all the Mechitzot you made here? It was clear that all the Mechitzot you made here were for what purpose? To protect himself. You have a liar, you don't have a liar too. And you don't have a liar too. And you don't have a liar too. And all that. So you need further views. You are closed. And you need sight. So I don't have to pay you. You are not hot here. On account of me. I get it. That's accidental. That's accidental. That I'm a young man. But you are hot for yourself. Do I have to reimburse you because you spend money for yourself just because accidentally? That is the same magic that is involved in the Shita Sarai. But the Shita Sarai says that I will be cool on it. And one second, nothing. And where is that I call to Rashi, so it's not a